In the shadow of political rhetoric, claiming credit for America's prosperity lies a more authentic narrative, the story of everyday inventors and entrepreneurs who transformed ideas into world-changing innovations. These tinkerpreneurs, largely self-taught capitalists with mechanical aptitude, stubborn practicality, and relentless work ethic, are the true architects of American greatness. Their interconnected journeys reveal how pursuing individual success creates collective prosperity, challenging the notion that government direction drives innovation. From immigrants who created iconic products to visionaries who harness natural forces, these innovators share a reverence for America's unique opportunities and demonstrate how unleashed creativity, not central planning, builds national prosperity. At 83, Tony Maglicka still works 12-hour days at his 450,000-square-foot Maglite factory, a living embodiment of the American dream. Born during the Depression to Croatian immigrants, Tony endured wartime horrors before returning to America in 1950 with $150 and 20 English words. Despite discrimination, he started Maglicka Machine Shop in 1955 in a tiny garage with a $1,000 lathe purchased on installment. Tony revolutionized the flashlight industry by transforming flimsy plastic objects into virtually indestructible tools with push-button switches, adjustable beams, and water-resistant seals. His headquarters displays testimonials from police officers, firefighters, and 9/11 survivors whose lives were saved by his creation. Despite spending over $100 million fighting intellectual property theft, Tony remains committed to American manufacturing. Government doesn't innovate. People like me do. Government doesn't create jobs. We do. His journey from war-torn Croatia to manufacturing legend demonstrates how determination and opportunity create extraordinary success. Willis Carrier and Irvin Lyle revolutionized American life through air conditioning. Carrier's scientific genius, combined with Lyle's marketing acumen, transformed industries from entertainment to healthcare. Born in 1876, Carrier demonstrated mechanical aptitude early, using his mother's method of breaking complex problems into simpler components. Their breakthrough came in 1902 when Brooklyn's Sackett and Wilhelm's printing plant needed a solution for humidity ruining color prints. Carrier responded by designing the world's first scientific air conditioning system. Their most celebrated success occurred in 1925 at Paramount's Rivoli Theater in Times Square. As 2,000 skeptical moviegoers entered with fans in hand, the cooling system gradually transformed summer from Hollywood's slowest season into its most profitable. Their innovations extended beyond entertainment, enabling hospital incubation systems and controlled environments for pharmaceutical manufacturing, including production of Salk polio vaccine. What started as a printing problem solution grew into a multi-billion dollar industry that fundamentally altered where Americans could live and work comfortably. Their story exemplifies how innovation often springs from entrepreneurs solving practical problems with creativity and technical expertise. The Brooklyn Bridge embodies three intertwined love affairs: Johann Roebling's passion for American freedom and engineering, his son Washington's loyalty to his father's vision, and Washington's wife Emily's dedication to her husband and learning. Johann Roebling, born in Prussia in 1806, left for America at 25, seeking freedom from bureaucracy that rejected his innovative designs. When hemp cables failed catastrophically, he pioneered wire rope manufacturing in America, securing patent 2007-20A in 1842 despite opposition from the hemp industry. After building four suspension aqueducts by 1850, Roebling gained international recognition for spanning Niagara Falls with the first railway suspension bridge. Appointed to build the Brooklyn Bridge in 1866, he died tragically in 1869 from a surveying accident. Washington Roebling took over, but developed debilitating caisson disease from underwater work. Emily, his remarkable wife, learned engineering principles, conveyed his instructions to workers, and defended him against critics who claimed he was as one dead. When completed in 1883, after 14 years, Emily received the honor of being first to cross. The Roebling story shows how vision, loyalty, and entrepreneurial spirit created infrastructure that transformed American commerce and daily life, physical testaments to American ingenuity that continue to inspire. Toilet paper exemplifies free market capitalism's impact on public health. American papermaking began with William Rittenhouse's 1690 mill near Philadelphia, with Ben Franklin later investing in 18 mills. The Industrial Revolution transformed production through the Fordringer machine, while the Tillman brothers patented wood-based paper pulp processing in 1867. Despite its practicality, toilet paper faced consumer embarrassment. Seth Wheeler's 1891 patent for perforated rolls addressed technical issues, while the Scott brothers overcame Victorian prudishness through marketing. Arthur Hoyt Scott boldly associated the family name with their products and created specialized brands. His 1915 invention of paper towels arrived fortuitously before the 1918 flu pandemic. By the late 1930s, Scott paper sales reached $13 million, and Kimberly Clark acquired the company for $9.4 billion in 1995. Remarkable evidence of solving everyday problems creating enormous value. This product's evolution shows how capitalism drives innovation through competition, consumer feedback, and entrepreneurial vision, improving lives in ways government planners couldn't anticipate. The humble bottle cap, invented by William Painter in 1892, revolutionized industries from beverages to pharmaceuticals. Born to a Quaker preacher in 1838, Painter grew up on a Maryland farm with dreams to make something. Despite limited formal education, he read extensively and developed mechanical skills through apprenticeship. A practical inventor, Painter sketched ideas in magazine margins and chalk designs on his workshop floor. Before his breakthrough, he patented 85 innovations, including fareboxes and pumps. His crown cap patents created a revolutionary single-use bottle sealing system featuring 21 crimpings made of pressed tinplate. By 1897, Crown Cork and Seal employed 200 people, supported 1,000 related jobs, and sold over 280 million caps and seals. After Painter's death, Charles McManus rescued the company by introducing Nepro synthetic cork, making caps thinner and cheaper. By 1992, Crown had grown into a $9 billion global enterprise, producing one-fifth of the world's beverage containers. Painter's influence extended beyond his company. When King Camp Gillette worked as a salesman in 1891, Painter advised creating something disposable, advice that inspired Gillette's revolutionary safety razor, another simple innovation that generated billions in value and improved countless lives. America's greatest strength lies in the creative potential of its people. The stories of tinkerpreneurs, from Maglica's indestructible flashlights to Roebling's soaring bridges, show how individual vision paired with entrepreneurial drive transforms society. These innovators share common traits: mechanical aptitude, stubborn practicality, creative problem-solving, relentless work ethic, and appreciation for America's opportunities. Their legacy reminds us that prosperity comes from unleashing human creativity, not constraining it with excessive regulation. When we celebrate builders, makers, and creators who turn ideas into reality, we honor the true source of American greatness. The next time you use a seemingly ordinary product, remember the extraordinary minds behind it and the system of freedom that enabled their innovations. These stories demonstrate that our greatest advances come not from top-down planning, but from individuals solving problems, taking risks, and creating value. The American dream isn't just about personal success, it's about how that success creates opportunities and improvements that benefit society as a whole.